You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis is preparing to embark on a five-day apostolic visit to Colombia, his 20th journey abroad. He will speak to the people and to his brother bishops on many different occasions and is expected to highlight issues that are crucial not only to the people of Colombia, who are undertaking a journey of reconciliation and reconstruction after a decades-long internal conflict, but also to men and women of goodwill across the world. One of these will undoubtedly be his call for an integral ecology and the need to respond to the challenges facing the planet and to the people of the Amazon in the face of growing development and globalization. Chloe Schwab is the Faith Economy Ecology Program Director for Mary Knoll's Office for Global Concern. The office is also a partner in the REPAM network established by the Catholic bishops of the Amazon region. She supports their work as an advisor and advocate, and she spoke to me about the role played by faith-based groups, about REPAM's mission, and about her hopes for Pope Francis's visit to Colombia. I understand that you have worked with members of REPAM, that you're involved in environmental justice. And if you could just speak to me a little bit about the importance of the work of REPAM in Colombia.
I think REPAM's ministry of accompaniment and solidarity with Amazonian communities and God's creation is very important. And it's a wonderful example of how Love, Justice is being realized by the church. And in particular, during this very challenging moment for peace and land reform in Colombia, that the accompaniment of the church is going to be critical throughout this process, especially around the issue of land and land reform, because a number of communities, indigenous communities, peasant communities, did lose access to land. In fact, a community that REPAM accompanies in Colombia that came to Washington, D.C., from Meta had already been previously displaced. And now at this moment, they're being threatened with another displacement because of the encroachment of palm oil production in the area. And I think that in this moment, the Colombian government will need to work very carefully to make sure that indigenous communities, Afro-Colombian communities, and peasant farmers do have access to land. And especially as Colombia is moving more towards the extractive industries as a model for economic growth, that we'll have to see if they will prioritize the most vulnerable and God's people, or if they'll prioritize giving land to extractive industries.
Absolutely, Chloe. I think you've really hit the nail on the head there. I've been reading about this process and how an agrarian reform is needed and how it is the poor and vulnerable people in the rural areas have really paid the brunt of the years, these years of conflict. How important will it be for the government to include them?
I think it has to be essential. It was one of the issues that drove the conflict in the first place, was an unequal distribution of land. And the conflict certainly exacerbated that as armed actors sought territory, not only for natural resources and coca expansion, but also as a way to gain additional territory for their own activities.
So the danger is if a good program isn't put into place, people will risk losing their land even more to the benefit of multinationals?
Yes, I believe that is the case. And I also think that if land isn't adequately provided, that it could exacerbate the conflict again. So I think it will be critical.
How important is the work of faith-based communities in this dynamic?
Faith-based communities have been very involved in accompaniment for the peasant communities and Afro-Colombians and indigenous communities and human rights defenders broadly throughout the conflict. And their role has protected the lives of many people during that time. And I think that their continued accompaniment will be really, really critical. Since the peace process was signed, unfortunately, there's actually been a rise in threats against human rights defenders attacks and even murders of these defenders. So it remains a critical moment for the peace process and also for human rights. And I think that the church's voice and their physical presence will be very critical at this time.
How important is Pope Francis's presence, even though symbolic, he's only in Colombia for 5 days. How important is his presence to cement this process, do you think?
I think that his presence will be very important to encourage the peace process. It is still very new, and I am hopeful that his words will continue to keep everyone, the whole society, animated to move forward with the process. I also think that I hope that he will speak to some of these other issues, such as displacement and the migration of people through Colombia, and the need to ensure that these people have access again to land and stable lives and livelihoods. And I also hope that he'll touch on his message of integral ecology to ensure that God's creation is protected and the indigenous peoples and Afro-Colombians will be as well, because we know that the ecosystems that they depend on are interconnected relationships. So I hope that he'll also speak to those issues, especially as the peace process moves forward and these issues really need to be addressed.
Also, Colombia is such a wonderful example of biodiversity and of ethnic diversity. I mean, there's so much richness there to draw from as well, isn't there?
Absolutely. Colombia has some of the most biodiverse regions in the world, as well as complete diversity of cultures, as you've said. And I think also in this moment, when the whole world is trying to address climate change, that protecting the ecological systems, especially the forests, will be really important as Colombia moves forward with their commitment to the Paris Agreement. And again, I am concerned that as extractive industries increase, that enough will not be done to protect those very critical ecosystems.
Pope Francis has also traditionally affirmed the rights of indigenous peoples, and there are many different indigenous peoples in Colombia. How important is that for a society like the Colombian one?
Again, with the rich diversity of indigenous peoples and the historical injustices that they have faced, I think his voice will be very critical. It was very difficult to get the voices of indigenous peoples to be at the table in these negotiations, and I hope that his encouragement and presence will help ensure that the voices of indigenous people are heard throughout this peace process.
Chloe, as someone who knows the country, who obviously loves the country, are you optimistic for this journey of reconciliation and reconstruction Colombians are about to undertake?
I think we have to be. I think we need to be hopeful and need to keep that mentality in mind and really make the best effort that we can to support the process in Colombia as advocates in solidarity with the people of Colombia. It's very important. This is a historic opportunity to end this conflict that has just devastated the lives of many communities for decades now. And I do remain hopeful. I remain hopeful that Colombian society does want to live in peace. And I know that the groups and the government are committed to work on this, but it's certainly not going to be easy. And there's a lot of work that needs to happen before there is stable peace in Colombia.
That was Chloe Schwab, the Faith Economy Ecology Program Director for Mary Knoll's Office for Global Concern.